every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Mizzou Football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Georgia Bulldogs. St. Louis VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 till 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air.
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
vomit
from it. Send up, we're about
vomit.
To get
vomit.
Vineyards Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the October 8th edition of Vineyards Playhouse. Boy, this day has gone by fast. How'd it go by so fast? It's just some days.
When you're having fun, time flies.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
That's what it is.
And I just want to, you know, for all the complaining we do, I want to thank the management for taking this room we sit in up from 38 degrees or what it was to a comfortable whatever it is now. Can we get a round of applause for
yes.
Mike Dorsey and Mike Frankenstein and...
Hey,
Jose Rodriguez, thank you to all three of you, or whichever of you is responsible for that. We've been freezing to death for a couple of weeks. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. How about a round of introductions? What do you say? Our control board is manned by Eon the Peon. Beyonce, how do you sponsor?
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely satisfied with the financial advice you've been getting recently, then it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. We didn't get to do a Burke segment, but maybe when we finish the introductions and get in the playhouse, you can tell us about you're getting carded.
Yeah, okay.
That's very interesting to me. Although, it's not uncommon. In the pharmacy I go to, it says we ID everyone under 40. 40.
Carded for liquor?
No, not for liquor.
Meth?
No, not meth.
Well, we'll save it. It'll be a surprise.
No, I'm intrigued.
Right. Now I can't wait.
Yeah.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He will be working at Busch Stadium. The playoff
really?
Game. They threw him out to L.A.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be in San Francisco. He's People don't have any idea the reputation he behemoth has. It's incredible. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
Hey, how do you like Linda? Is she the greatest? I can hear Bernice going, no, she's a horse's hind.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't like her.
Now, Rat Boy heard Linda talking about her home cooking, and he wanted to know if she makes... She said cornbread. What kind of cornbread?
Cheese.
Cheese cornbread. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No.
Not familiar with it. I'm sure Rat Boy will share that recipe. Although, why wouldn't that be okay?
Yeah, cheese, I think that sounds pretty good,
there's cheese
actually.
Popcorn. There's cheese everything else. You may be on to something. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Do you bank there, Peon?
Yes.
Now, you hesitated. You lying?
No. Absolutely not.
All right, because when I was a kid, my mother told me if I lied, I got a black mark in God's book.
I have a checking account, savings account, and a credit card through them.
All right. Dan, do you?
I have the same.
I can prove it. I have their credit card. It's really cool. It's a silver one. Have you ever seen those?
I don't mind. Mine's kind of silver.
Silver, kind of almost like a mirror type?
Yeah. Chrome, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
There's the proof right there.
Hey, I want one of those.
Yeah, isn't that
I have
sharp?
One like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that. I knew my debit card is just so worn out. You can barely even tell it's a credit card. Why do you carry it?
I have no idea.
What is it?
He's got a
my wallet.
No,
it's a George Costanza wallet.
No, he's got one of those wallets that's so thick that I don't even know how to describe how thick
it is. It's not money making it so
barely,
thick, that's
no,
for sure.
No, it can barely fold. What's in that?
I have no idea.
But if you are...
I could really start
going
through
it. You ever see what I carry?
Yeah, you're just a clip guy,
money
right?
Clip.
If you're a Seinfeld fan, when he says George Costanza wallet, you know exactly.
Just Google it, yes.
Everything I need is right... Look at this. Everything I need is right here.
It's the...
A half inch thick.
I would say it's the width of... I don't even know how to gauge that.
It's as thick as the biggest textbook you've ever seen.
And then they tell
I really can't carry it in my back pocket because
it's so thick.
Where do you carry it?
In his coat
pocket. In my coat pocket.
Oh.
That's ridiculous. No, really. I've never seen a wallet thicker than that.
Have you ever cleaned it out? I will get business cards. I'll get all kinds of stuff. And then go through it and clean your wallet out. And then all of a sudden you put it in your pocket and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it fits.
But then it looks weird because it's used to the leather has stretched.
Oh, yeah, it has.
And you get a new wallet.
It looks deflated.
You tell people that's what you want for Christmas.
Like a Star Jones
head. You say, I want a new wallet for Christmas. That's what you
need. No, that's when I clean it out, essentially, is when I get a new wallet.
Our sponsor is First Community Credit Union. We all three bank there, and we're not making that up. If you sent an FBI polygraph expert in here and hooked us up, those needles would hardly move. They do that, you know, that minor movement when people are telling the truth. And when they lie, they go all over the place. No. That would prove we're telling the truth, that we do all our banking at First Community Credit Union. We'd like to invite you to do that. You notice I use the word invite. We're not telling you what to do. We don't ever tell people what to do. We give you the opportunity to sleep well at night. And sleeping well at night means supporting the sponsors that they actually pay for this entire show that's on right now. And when you know you're helping to do that by supporting the sponsors, you sleep better. We've never talked about it. That's wrong. Did you guys hear that Jesse Jackson has now mouthed off that guy who died from Ebola died because he was black and they don't give them as good a treatment?
No.
Are you got to be kidding me?
I did not hear that.
They could not have handled that guy's case better.
And then they found out, too, that they thought that he knew that he was infected and came over and lied and everything. Then they found out later that he didn't know. And he didn't lie because they talked to some girl that was infected.
Either way, once we knew he had Ebola, he's going to get the best. Folks, you got to stop this. You antagonists and people who like to stir it up, this everything that happens it's the white man not giving just due whatever to the black. Stop it. That is, I don't believe that for a minute. What else? There were some things that, oh, I have a friend who's gone into the pet care business, is doing really well. I'll tell you more about this later, and I'll actually put her business on my sponsor page, even though she's not a sponsor and they're not paying me. I just am really impressed with what she's done. It's called Critter Care, K with K, Critter K and Care with a K.
I thought about that, too. Anything, when you, we talked about doing a business like with, for women, with makeup or colognes or anything like that, pets. Pet stuff, anything for pets. People go crazy over their
pets. This woman loves pets. She loves animals, and she started this business that's doing really, really well. And they pet sit. She's got all these people, and the website is Critter Care for You, like KK, Critter Care, number 4, and the letter U. And it's out of Illinois, but they serve all of St. Louis and Metro East, and it's very impressive. They got lots of these really good people who love animals, and they'll come let your dog out or sit with your dog at your own home so the dog's comfortable, blah, blah, blah. And by either tomorrow or next week, I'll have that up on my site and tell you more about it. But I'm glad for her. She deserves it because she loves animals, and she's put together a large group of people that love animals as much as she does, and they're all people you can trust in your home, and she's getting great reviews, and we'll give her a little boost. And also, I'm a little disappointed in the lack of response, and I think it's because it's not cold enough, to the guy I'm trying to help at Lake of the Ozarks who wants to check on your house for you, Lance, L-O-Z Management. He's not getting a lot of response, and I know why. You don't want to call somebody like this till you're afraid your pipes burst or something. That's not the point. The point is to have somebody go check on your place at the lake and just give you a report. Everything looks great. Checking in. Check the dock. Check the boat. Get it ready if you're going down. That's on my sponsor page, too. I'm not getting a dime from this guy. I just like this guy. And I think you're making a big mistake if you have a place at the lake and you don't have somebody checking on it that you can trust. That's all. FrankOpinion.com. Click on sponsors. L-O-Z Management. Check him out. Give him a call. He's a great guy. He's in his 30s. He's trying to build a business. What else? Bob Dylan. Every time I go to say the name, I have to hesitate because I've still never really gotten it. And it's just it. I just don't get it. It's just me.
I don't either.
But he's a 10-time Grammy winner, so he must do something right. He's going to be honored at the Music Cares as the Music Cares Person of the Year. I don't even know what Music Cares is. Do you, Peon?
No.
He'll get the honor on the Foundation's 25th anniversary tribute February 6th in L.A., 2 days before the Grammy, before the Grammys. Norah Jones, Neil Young, Willie Nelson, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Bonnie Raitt, Eddie Vedder, John Mellencamp are among the stars that will salute Bob Dylan. Hang on. We do?
What?
We do? You sure? Okay, I've been told we have Bob Dylan on live by satellite right now. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Frank. AM and PM.
Oh, AM and PM, Bob Dylan. Bob, this has to be quite a thrill for you. My goodness, Person of the Year, and all these people paying tribute to you when this comes about. Are you humbled by this? Is it just another award for you? I mean, 10 Grammys, for goodness sakes. How do you feel about it?
Once upon a time, I drank a little wine and then became Person of the Year.
All right, I know, Bob, you said you were really limited on time, and we had 30 seconds to talk to you, so I think our time is up. Thank you so much for being there.
No, I can hang around.
No, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. All right. Yeah, Bob Dylan.
See you later.
All right, now, this is in the category of people out there that are actually living in this world that you'll never understand who aren't like us. Lincoln County, 22-year-old guy has been arrested in a dispute over a missing pig. Folks, these people actually exist. This is according to the court documents. There were three roommates. Lived in a home east of Highway 79 in Winfield. It's not that far from here. They'd been raising a pig together, three roommates, for about 7 months, and eventually planned to slaughter it. Now, what I don't get about this story is they don't say that they were going to eat it. They were just going to slaughter it. Three roommates going to slaughter a pig. They kept a pig in a pen in the backyard. It had gotten to be about 200 pounds. About 2 weeks ago, the pig disappeared. These roommates told the police that they don't believe the pig could have escaped on its own. So the roommates, this is a true story, started doing their own investigation and suspected that one of the three roommates had something to do with the pig's disappearance. Joshua Fink, or Finky. So they confronted Finky about 10:30 last Monday night at his home. The discussion turned into a physical assault, and Mr. Finke, one of the three, he wasn't one of the roommates. It's another guy that they thought maybe came and took their pig, so they go to his house. The three roommates go to his house. He says, absolutely not, I don't have your pig, and he's mad because they confronted him, so he stabs one of the roommates, who's 38 years old, with a screwdriver, one time in the back of his head and 22 times in his back.
Oh.
Over a pig. They're mad at him because they thought he stole their pig that they wanted to slaughter. First of all, if you stabbed me in the back of the head with a screwdriver, I think I'm dead. I think that would kill me.
Yeah.
And then 22 times in the back, the guy's alive. He was released from the hospital already. They still don't know where the pig is. They have first-degree assault charges against Mr. Finke.
The doctor said.
Who are these people like?
I don't know.
Of people? And I wish they had said why they raised a pig just to slaughter it. Because, I don't know, maybe they're thinking, we're going to have bacon for a long time.
Right.
The guy eating a BLT when they went over to his house?
I don't know. A fresh BLT?
The doctor said, I'm sorry, sir, but you're screwed. There's nothing we can do.
See, screwdriver.
Oh.
Not even that funny.
Well, I get it.
You know what Mike Evans says? You ruined my report.
I know.
You ruined the playhouse.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go write
bail.
I'm going to write the joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
These two unemployed FM DJs have fallen on hard times. This happens so often in this business. They don't know what to do. So one
is this a sausage joke?
No, it's not. One FM DJ says to the other, he says, "Let's rob a bank." And the other one says, "Wow, I don't know." He says, "Look, we'll plan it out. Not everybody that robs a bank has to be a genius. I think we can do this." So the one FM DJ puts a plan together and goes over it with his buddy. And so it's time for the robbery. Now the one FM DJ who's driving the car stops in front of the bank, stops the car, and says to the other FM DJ, "I want to make absolutely sure you understand the plan. Now you need to be in and out of the bank in no more than 3 minutes with the cash. Do you understand every aspect of our plan?" And the other FM DJ says, "Perfectly. It's crystal clear." So he exits the car while the other FM DJ waits in the getaway car. A minute goes by, 2 minutes, 7 minutes. This is supposed to be a 3-minute deal. And now the driver FM DJ is really stressing out. And finally, the bank door bursts open, and out comes the other FM DJ, and he has got a safe with a rope wrapped around it, and he's trying to drag it to the car. And about the time he finally gets it up near the trunk of the car, the door flies open again, and the security guard runs out, and the security guard's pants and underwear are down around his ankles. And he's trying to reach down and get his weapon to fire at them, but it's down around his ankles with his pants and underwear. And as they're driving away, the driver, FMDJ, says, "You idiot, you moron, I thought you understood the plan." And the other FMDJ said, "I did exactly what you said." He said, "No, no, you didn't. You screw up. I said, tie up the guard and blow the safe."
Meep, meep. Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, a couple of crashes. You've got one northbound 270 just at before Highway 40. The right lane is blocked. And then it has traffic coming pretty slow, crawling up from Doherty Ferry all the way up through Highway 40. Another accident on westbound 40 at Maryville Center that's got the center lane blocked. You're backed up to Highway 270. Eastbound driver slowing down to take a look. You're slowing from Timber Lake Manor. Now on southbound 270, folks are slowing down to take a look at this accident on the other side of the highway, and you're backed up from Page down through Highway 40, and then things open up. Westbound 44, you're pretty slow now from the Merrimack River Bridge out just past Bowles. On eastbound 270, no change there. You're slow from Lindbergh through 170, and on westbound 70, pretty heavy between 170 past the airport to Lindbergh. Then you've got some stop-and-go patches from Highway 270 through 94, and again from 79 through Highway K. This traffic report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA certified compost, soil, or mulch products available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from.
Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
I was talking to Stuart Rosenblum the other day. Of course, you know Stuart of Stuart's American Mortgage. The guy never ceases to amaze me. Remember back a few years ago when all the property values dropped and so many people lost all the equity in their homes? Well, Stuart told me about a new program that he's got access to that'll protect your equity. Your credit history doesn't matter. If you're 62 or older, you're eligible. This program not only protects your equity, but it helps it grow, so you can actually use the equity as you would cash for investments. Now, it sounds a little confusing or too good to be true. It's not. Talk to Stuart. He'll lay it out for you. Hurry, though. This program could be pulled at any time. You know how the government is. So call now. Don't get confused. There's only one Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. Call him at 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. Or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Hi, I'm Susanna Danforth, the owner of Breeze Blow Dry Bar, a blow-dry only hair salon in the heart of Ladue. I invite you to breeze in and experience the affordable indulgence that's sweeping the nation. Choose from our menu of 8 styles, or leave your look in the capable hands of our trained stylists. Shampoo and champagne are always included in our beautiful, relaxing space. We are now open every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Breeze is just off Highway 40 on Clayton Road in Lester's Plaza in Ladue. Call us at 314-692-BLOW or check us out online at breezeblowdrybar.com.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of basement chic. Located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire, Basso is a sleek Italian gastro pub with 32 different beers on tap every day. Voted one of St. Louis Magazine's best new restaurants, Basso is a great place to meet up for dinner with friends or colleagues. It also has fantastic happy hour and late night drink specials. With several flat screen TVs, it's the perfect spot to catch the college and pro game day action. Basso at the Cheshire, just off Highway 40 at Skinker and Clayton Road. Research, price, find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Farn.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you go.
Today we're not going to, as he says, ruin his report quite as badly as we have in days past. We got a couple more minutes today. He is Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I just looked on my calendar. I have 3 dinners with different people scheduled next week. 3 wow. Different nights in a row next week at Annie Gunn's. I'm gonna be in heaven. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. I don't know where you can go and find anything quite like either one. And it's the holiday season. I know it's a little early, you don't want to talk about it, but look, gift cards from both, they sell a truckload every year because nobody, you know, remember the slogan, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee? Nobody doesn't like a gift card from Annie Gunn's of the Smokehouse. Folks, here's Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
What's going on today?
Oh, sorry about your Dodgers,
hold
too.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, sorry about your
hold
Dodgers.
On, please, please.
It's
How'd you like to be Matt Adams today walking around everywhere you go?
Or holy Clayton cow. Kershaw walking around.
You know, he's
today.
The David Freeze of the moment now.
You know, let me just say, the Dodgers lost.
Yeah, they did.
They sure did.
And, you don't need to be jerks.
Oh, like we wouldn't have heard about it today. If
any more than that. Now I'm pulling for Kansas City, St. Louis World Series.
Yes, that'll make the entire nation.
Yeah, and make the nation
hate.
So mad.
Oh my God.
I know, but I'll like it because you know Cheryl from Missouri, and I got daughter Liz in Chesterfield.
Yeah,
and
but
I
you
got
know what?
Sister Liz in Kansas City.
When it happened before the I-70 series, they call it. When it happened before, it's like the rest of the country just went, "Oh, okay,
no,
well,
there's no
World Series this year." It's just like they just ignore. Like USA Today yesterday, I opened the paper in the sports section. There was nothing about the Cardinals. Everybody else in the playoffs, they'd cover nothing. It was unbelievable.
I wouldn't mind seeing either Baltimore, if Baltimore gets in, because they're the old St. Louis Browns. The St. Louis Browns moved to Baltimore.
What are you, 110 years old?
Yeah, yep. Thanks a lot.
Yep, I am.
Who cares about that crap?
MLB yeah. historian.
I want to see Kansas City, but if it is Baltimore, they're the old St. Louis Browns.
I hate Baltimore.
Okay.
I like Kansas
the
City
only
and St. Louis. There's something about that. I mean, that's a great rivalry.
Yeah, but the only good thing if it's San Francisco is we'll have more people paying attention to us in the country.
San Francisco couldn't make it to the – we're playing them now.
No, I don't mean
you guys have the Dodgers number. Here's the reason why. Let me explain something. Your team steals Dodgers signs. That's the only reason you won.
We do?
What are you talking about?
That's what I heard.
What are you talking about?
You steal Dodgers pitching signs, and that's why you know what's coming, and that's why you're able to get hits off of it.
So they decided not to steal them for six innings, and then in the seventh inning last night they decided
that makes
to steal
a lot of sense.
I'm just telling you what I'm telling you.
There's a name for this. What is it? Sour grapes.
Yeah.
Sour grapes.
Brilliance.
Yeah. We'll see.
Sore losers.
We'll see. The good thing about the Kansas City thing is
I just got through saying I'm excited about the Cardinals.
Anybody,
I got blood in St. Louis.
Anybody
my buddy
here?
Franco Pinion's in St. Louis.
Anybody here or Kansas City can literally just jump in a car and go to both games back and forth. That would be a good thing if people got tickets and could get them and have the money.
Well, that'd be great. It would have been Angels and Dodgers. That's only an hour and a half away.
You have a point. You have a point there.
They both suck. So
you have a point there.
Oh, let me tell you something. I got to send a huge AM and the PM shout out to my best friend, Glenn Homey, listening up in Alberta, Canada, and Marg, who's as sweet as she can be, and Kelly, all listening today. New AM and the PMs, international from Canada.
We got them all over the world.
Want a pop quiz question?
Yes.
Name the name of the star who is a full-blown gourmet chef, has been taking cooking lessons from some of the greatest chefs in the world for years. James Spader, Harrison Ford, Alex Trebek. Answer in just a minute. TV news, it is my duty to warn you about a new show on Fox Sunday nights. It's called Mulaney. It's a Seinfeld wannabe, except it's not funny at all.
I tried watching it. I made it about 10 minutes in.
Oh, boy.
How bad is it?
It's bad.
This show's so bad that you wonder why, while they're shooting it, somebody on the crew doesn't go, wait. Hey, wait a minute. This is horrible. What are we doing? We can't put this on television.
And Martin Short, one of my favorites, is on the show, but he's having to read these bad lines.
Oh, it's horrible.
You remember, I thought about this yesterday. You remember Seinfeld's probably greatest flop that we were ever exposed to, even Seinfeld?